This is Adrienne Rushing with your weekly South Arkansas Focus interview. I am here with the Magnolia School District Superintendent John Ward. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. This is a kind of a hot topic right now.
But yeah, I wanted to be
the first one.
Sure.
So we're actually talking about how the school is thinking about a 12-month school calendar.
Yep.
So how did all of this start?
That's the big question, is why? You know, so I will say that this has been something that I have been interested in for a number of years. And so I think first we need to clarify the 12-month piece of it, because mm-hmm. while it is extended over 12 months, the number of days that kids go to school has not changed.
Right.
So really it's not a 12-month calendar per se. It's just taking the number of days that kids have to go to school, which is 178 days, which is required by law, and mm-hmm. spreading that out over a longer period of time. So right. from a rules and regulations side of this, when a district chooses to go to a 12-month calendar, there are certain rules and regulations that we have to follow in how that is built.
Okay.
So the most important piece of that is you're going to go to school a piece of all 12 months. Okay. So that's kind of where the 12-month calendar comes in.
I know everybody kind of freaks out when they hear year-round school.
Yeah. It's not year-round school.
It's not what you think it is.
It's not exactly. Probably the most important piece of that is that we can't have any break that's mm-hmm. longer than 7 weeks.
Okay.
So that in itself, you know, creates the opportunity for us to be in school basically all 12 months.
Yeah.
Then it comes down to, well, why are we even interested in this?
Mm-hmm.
Our student attendance is atrocious. We
is
have
it? Okay.
37% of our kids that are chronically absent.
Oh my gosh.
So incentives really don't work that well when you are encouraging kids to come to school. What we have seen is that kids are ready for a break.
Yeah.
Teachers are ready for a break.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I can tell you that education is like no other industry out there. And I know that employees in all aspects experience burnout.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. Education is hard and teaching is hard. And we felt like that this would be a great time to at least have the conversation. Now you can find data that's going to support just about any decision that you want to make.
Right.
I don't have that personal data to argue one way or other on that. And I believe that it will support the notion that it will increase student attendance. I've not seen anything that really denies that. As far as teacher recruitment and retention, you know, I'm not sure that there's a lot of data out there that will support that one way or the other.
Yeah.
The data that we do have right now from the feedback from our teachers, the overwhelming majority of our teachers and our employees support it. And
they do. Okay.
Yeah. That's just the feedback that we've gotten from our survey so far.
Okay. That was one of my biggest things was what do the teachers have to say about this? Like, how do they feel about it?
When I pitched this idea to our personnel policy committee, which is elected representatives from each campus, they were wholeheartedly bought into it. And, you know, as we've pitched it to the community and our teachers, the teachers support it for the most part. You know, there are some that are not in favor of it.
Okay.
There are schools in the state that are doing some version of this. Most of them have 2-week breaks instead of 1-week breaks throughout the year. So they would go to school maybe 9 weeks and off 2 weeks. We felt like the 2-week breaks was too long for our kids to be out of school. So we wanted to develop a calendar that had more frequent 1-week breaks.
And that's what it is. I mean, if you look at this calendar, there's two versions mm-hmm. that they've worked up. Besides basically getting a week off almost every month,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really see that much of a difference.
There's really not a lot of difference. You know, so, you know, we've taken you know, about a little over 3 weeks off the summer.
Yeah, you still have the majority of June and July.
You still have the majority of June and July. There have been a lot of great comments on our survey, both supporting the calendar and, you know, in opposition to the calendar. Bringing up great points that we need to think about, you know, as we move forward. Yes, we realize daycare will be a challenge. I also know that our child care centers are great business people, you know, and they're going to find a way to adapt.
Well, that was my main thing.
Yeah. I hope that in the next coming weeks, we're able to sit down, you know, with them have a more personal one-on-one conversation and just kind of get some feedback from them specifically. We have them identified in that survey. So, you know, we kind of know, you know, what their overall support is. Yeah. Schools in Arkansas that have some variants of this calendar love it. There's a school in North Webster that was doing this. I've not talked to them. I'm not exactly sure why they're no longer doing it, but I understand that there may have been some rule changes on the state level that may have influenced that, but I don't know that.
Okay.
I do know that the people in Arkansas that have adopted this calendar in the past few years like it.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's enough data out there to really show an increase in student, you know, achievement. I don't know that this calendar will really, you know, do a lot to increase student achievement. If it helps with student attendance and kids are in school more, then there's no way it can't increase student achievement.
Right. And I mean, like I said, you basically get a week off almost every month.
Yeah.
If I was a student, I would love that.
I think it's a good calendar. I really do.
Yeah. I did have a question, and I don't know if you can help me with it. I know on the second one, it's got a couple of random holidays.
Yep.
I did not look them up, but they're not on this one, but they're on this one.
So that is they're really a little bit random, just to be honest with you,
okay.
You know, and I think some of them need to be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
So the difference is, you know, we have to be in school 178 days. Okay.
Right.
That's law. When we look at a reasonable end date and a reasonable start date and just fitting those days in there.
Yeah.
We chose Mondays instead of Fridays because Fridays are ball game days.
Yeah, that's true.
So we felt like we could, you know, make a long weekend in between the 1 week breaks.
Yeah.
And give a break. That particular calendar two has us getting out, you know, on June the 6th, has us starting on July the 25th. The difference in the two is, so take December, for example, we took the 20th date on calendar two and put that up into November. We just rearranged some of the dates that we are out in calendar one and just made calendar two a little bit different.
Yeah.
But essentially they're the same calendar. Now, obviously if you go to a more traditional calendar, that changes both of these and we just go back to a traditional calendar.
Right.
So that's the other thing. Our calendars are a year by year decision.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we do this doesn't mean that we can't go back to a traditional calendar if it doesn't work.
Right. And this is just talking about it. This is discussion.
Yeah. So
to see what everybody thinks.
And it's been interesting.
It doesn't mean we're doing it right now.
Yeah. So I guess kind of timeline. Our survey has been very informative as it sits right now. We're at about 60-40 in favor of it.
Oh, okay.
We're disaggregating that data now. So, and then at our board meeting, I'm just going to present this to the board. Say, here's the information, here's the results we have from our data. And then the next week following the board meeting, we are going to sit back down with our personnel policy committee and go over that information and talk about whether or not we need to tweak either one of these calendars to maybe address some of the concerns in the survey.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll present it to our staff for them to vote on it. And then at probably the December board meeting, I'm going to put it back on the agenda for the board to consider. And, you know, they at that point, they can take action on it or they can, you know, not table it or say, hey, we want y'all to develop a traditional calendar. We'll present a traditional calendar most likely to our staff. Again, our staff votes on our calendar. That's how we've always done it.
That's good.
We give them two or three options to choose from.
Yeah.
Again, our staff is in supportive of this, but this is such a big change that we know that it impacts our community a lot.
Yeah.
And so we need to know what our community is thinking and what their feedback.
Well, I'm just glad that y'all are like that and that you actually care what we think.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we do, you know, and if it's, you know, if it comes back that it's just an overwhelming majority that says, no, we don't want this, then we'll scrap it and move on.
Okay.
It's not what it's saying, though. I mean, 60-40 in the school business is a pretty significant number in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, this first year, we realized there are already some family vacations that are scheduled. We're going to be understanding of that. We understand that. You know, so.
And some things you do have to plan well in advance.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so we'll be understanding and cooperate. We understand this is a big change.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big change. And
I think that's what a lot of the comments so far that I've seen were saying was about the vacation changes. But I don't know about anybody else. I don't like the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going on vacations where I'm burning mm-hmm. up the whole time.
Yeah.
And I hate it. So having the option, we have vacation time.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Right.
You take it whenever you have it and you can and you want to.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be in summertime.
That's right.
I'm just saying. But I would much rather take a fall or winter vacation.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, even the beach trips, in my experience, you know, beach rental property is after August 1st.
Yeah.
Goes down.
That's true.
A lot.
And it's so just now getting cold, and it's the beginning of November, so you got plenty of time.
So there's, you know, certainly, you know, you have that break in August that would allow, you know, a beach trip.
Yeah.
And even a reduced price, most likely.
Yeah. I was going to talk about the vacation thing, and I've already seen it. It's like, people are creatures of habit.
Sure.
It's always been this way.
Yeah.
Why are we changing it?
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. It's been working so far, except has it?
Except has it?
Has it?
Has it?
Because you send your kids to school.
Yeah.
And that's it. You don't see anything else. Y'all have to deal with the kids. The kids not being there.
Yeah.
Whether their parents know it or not. The teachers. All the burnout.
Yeah.
Like that's,
well,
they don't see the other side.
You know, I know that since we have floated this out there have been multiple superintendents in our area that have reached out, very interested in this. You know, there's another in the area that has basically this exact same calendar that is put it out to their community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a positive response to it also. I know that there's other schools in our immediate area that are very interested in this, have talked about trying it, but just haven't done it.
Yeah.
And I suspect that if we do it, then there are going to be several others in our immediate area, you know, that are going to want to do this as well.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask, you have talked to the teachers. Has anybody talked to any of the students?
Yeah. So it's interesting. So they're on the survey as well. We've asked them to identify themselves, you know, as a Magnolia student.
Yeah.
So we've asked their input, and it's very, very interesting. They're actually about split right now.
Really?
50-50. It's interesting. Yeah, their comments and, you know, our kids.
I would love to see those comments.
Our kids, they're so great. I love our kids. They're absolutely the best. And they're going to tell you, you know, they're going to speak their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Their comments have been wonderful. The comments that are in support of it are very well thought out, you know, reasons. Those that do not support it have strong, valid reasons for not supporting it.
What are some, do you know any of the reasons right now?
You know, just off the top of my head, work. Not as much time during the summer to work, and I understand that.
Yeah.
It's going to cut down on the amount of time that they have to work. Yes, it's going to interrupt some of their summer activities.
Yeah.
You know, some of them were more traditional comments, you know, I want my summers off.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Many of them, you know, when they really looked at it, it was, you know, hey, we're really not losing our summer.
You're just really not.
Pushing our summer to a different part of the year.
Exactly.
And having time off in a different part of the year. And
I'm glad they see that.
They do, yeah. I think teachers have been good to explain and answer questions in class.
Oh, that's good.
And so they understand it a little better.
Yeah.
There were some comments, you know, about athletes. Obviously, our football players, our tennis, our cross country, you know, those fall sports. You know, yes, they're going to be practicing during August and October, those breaks. Yes.
That's the thing, though. Football, band, certain things, you're still going to be practicing.
You're still going to be practicing.
When everybody else is out.
Yeah, for sure.
You should be used to that.
Our athletes in this day and time, the biggest part of them are playing something year-round anyway.
Yeah. I don't see how they do that.
I don't either. but they are.
That's why I like marching band, because you have marching season.
Marching season.
And then you have concert season.
That's right.
You get to sit down in air conditioning.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I can't do that. And that was one of the first things I was thinking about, because honestly, I don't know why I've been out of school this long, saw a year-round school calendar, and I just instantly went back to when I was like 16, and when we saw that, and I was like, no. What do you think?
Yeah.
But then I thought about it for a minute, but I was thinking, and it was like, oh man, you start band in the summer, you start football in the summer.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to
rethink, you know, how we do some things, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, we don't have to always do things how we've always done them.
Exactly.
We can change and adapt. And I guess my argument would be that, look, if it doesn't work, I'm all for going back to doing it the way we were doing it. But like you said a minute ago, is what we're doing really working?
Right.
It's just what we've always done. And our calendar today, as we see it, was based on an agrarian calendar.
Yes.
When our kids were working, you know, in the fields in the summer and harvesting. And that's not where we are today.
A lot of things are like that.
Yeah. And
so I'm all for change.
And I'm not saying we need to change just to change. That's not why we're presenting this.
No, change to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come.
That was another thing. I wanted you to get out and say something.
And answer some questions. The past couple of days, I've just been reading, you know, comments and just taking it all in. And what are those things that we need to address? What are those things that we need to clarify? So I really appreciate this opportunity to bring some of those up. I really appreciate the feedback that we've gotten from our parents, our community members, everyone, all of our stakeholders. It's been very valuable information. And whether you support it or don't support it, you're entitled to your opinion and your thoughts. And,
right.
And me personally, I value that. And I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So very, very much. This has been Adrian Rushing talking with Superintendent John Ward from the Magnolia School District about the possible, not definite, 12-month school calendar.
That's not really 12 months.
That's not really 12 months, right. Yeah, for your South Arkansas Focus interview for this week.